The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The following daf has been dedicated by Sana Bloch and family.
The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, daf Ayin Vav and Beis, begins the 8th parak of Maseches Shabbos, parak HaMoitzi Yayin. Parak HaMoitzi Yayin deals primarily with shiurim, the amounts of various articles, various items, that if a person carries them on Shabbos, they are chai v'chatos, if they carry a significant shear. And the Gemara goes through many, many items, the Mishnayis throughout the parak, Hamaytzi Yayin, Kedem Zigat HaKoi, the Gemara discusses Kolov, and Dvash, Shemen, how much ink. We'll see throughout the parak, the various items and what their shear I saw is. How much of this item does a person have to carry in order to be chayiv because of the iser of mitzvah? Now, if one is conscientious and looks on the side of the Gemara, in the Yei Mishpat Ne'er Mitzvah, where it's brought la'halacha, every time there's a halacha that's quoted either in the Rambam or in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a little ois in the Gemara which refers us to the Yei Mishpat Ne'er Mitzvah. And if one looks throughout the parak, interestingly enough, although all over Shas, the Ein Mishpat and the Ne'er Mitzvah usually bring the Makar, the source, where this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, as well as the place where this halacha is brought down in the Rambam. Throughout the parak, all one sees is the place, the Makar, the source, where it's brought down in the Rambam. But for some reason, very seldomly throughout the parak is the Shulchan Aruch ever brought on the side of the Gemara in the Ein Mishpat. And the reason for this is because these halachos are not discussed in Shulchan Aruch, even though the Rambam does bring it down. And that obviously is Ma'ir HaSafik. Why is that? One, we have to understand, why is it that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring any of these shiurim to tell us how much of each of these items have to be carried to be Yechayim Mishum Shabbos? L'chayra, one might contemplate the answer that whenever we have a halacha that's brought down by the Rambam and not by the Shulchan Aruch, usually the reason why the Rambam brings it down and not the Shulchan Aruch is because the Rambam has the halachos, if you're Mizayik, and if you look through the Sifrei HaRambam, the Rambam brings down the halachos of Beis HaBechira, the halachos of Karbonos, all the halachos that are brought down throughout Shas is brought down in the Rambam. However, the Shulchan Aruch only discusses halachos which are Negeah, Bizman She'ein Beit HaMikdash Kayim, the Hilchos of the Meshicha, the halachos which will be Negeah, Mir Tashem, Bizmehira, Yibona HaMikdash, the Shulchan Aruch does not discuss. That's why the Shulchan Aruch has four halachim, Archaim, Yerdeah, Leishem Mishpat, and Eben HaEzer, all those are discussing halachos which are Negeah on a daily basis. But the halachos of Karbonos and any of the halachos of mitzvahs or lavim that are not negei bizman hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down. The Rambam, on the other hand, brings everything down. Right away, one might understand that the reason why the Rambam brings down the Shulchan Aruch is because this does not have relevance bizman hazeh. And we have to understand why that might be. And the answer, l'chayra, would be, one would infer from here, that whether a person carries the shear, or whether he carries less than the shear, it would be usur. The Mishnayos which bring Hamoitzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas HaKoyis all are referring to a chiyuv of chatos. We know how the klal gadol Maseches Shabbos is that wherever there's a chiyuv chatos, wherever it says chayuv, it means it's chayuv of chatos korban v'shoigeg zayi korish shigos lechatos. That a lot of the halachos of the Shabbos are negeh how much a person has to do in order to be chayiv achatos. But is it usur? It would be usur. Even if a person carries, let's say, less than the shear that's brought down in Mishnayos, it would be usur. And one can take this one step further and deduce from here that the Shulchan Aruch didn't even feel the need to bring it down to enlighten us as to the level of the yitzur. Which means that if we would say that if a person carries a shear, the entire shear is osur midoraisa, but if he carries less than the shear, it's only osur midrabanan, then it would be very important for the Shulchan Aruch to bring down this halacha to tell us that if the only time it's osur midoraisa is only if one carries the full shear that's discussed in the Mishnayos and the Gemara. But if you carry less than the shear, although it is aser, but it might only be an isur d'rabbana. And l'chayra, from here we can deduce that the position of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is that even if a person carries less than the shear, it's still aser midoy raisa. And therefore, there's no need to bring down the shear, whether one carries the full shear, or if he carries a half a shear, both levels would be aser midoy raisa. And the only difference between level A and level B is the chiyuv chatos, which is not negei abizman hazeh, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch felt no need to bring it down, whereas the Rambam possibly brought it down to tell us that a person would be chayav chatos. Now this concept of chatzi shir is not something that's simple. It's not simple that a chatzi shir would be awesome. And let's discuss a little bit the parameters of chatzi shir kol perikula and how they relate to the halachos of Shabbos. Now the Gemara in Yuma, the famous words, the Gemara in Yuma Davayin Dalid, discusses the halacha of chatzi shir, and it brings a machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. If chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah, when the Torah tells us lo yisoichu chaylev, a person should not eat var masurim, achila zekedayis. And the Gemara brings them a machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. If even though the halacha is that the shir achila is a kedayis, if a person eats less, he's also Reish Lakish is of the opinion that chatzi shir is only awesome in the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan says chatzi shir also midoy raisa min haTorah, and that's how he paskin that chatzi shir is also min haTorah. Al pi pashtus, just like chatzi shir, if a person eats chaylev, a half of zayis, it would be aser. The Gemara explains because it's chazi lutz terufei. A person who eats a half of zayis can then finish off that achila by eating another half of zayis, and they would be mitzarif one with the other, thereby creating a full zayis, thereby being mechayev the person in a full achila. So therefore, even though the chiyuv of malchus that administered for eating machalas asuris is only a kezayis, but a half a zayis is aser as well. So seemingly, it's a davar pashut that this halacha would be v'negeya hilcha Shabbos as well, and v'negeya all isurim. A nazir is not allowed to cut two siris, and he's chayiv if he cuts two siris of his hair, but if he cuts only one, it's, of course it would be usur. This is mefurish, the Rashi of Davayin Dalet in the last parak, Davayin Dalet of an Aleph in Klagol in the Sefer Shabbos, says this clearly simply. He discusses the Gemara of Boyer and Oichel. Gemara wants to say that we're talking about a specific case that a person was Oichel, baked a chatzi shir. And the Gemara asks, is it then mutter to bake less than a shear that's brought down? And Rashi says, Nehi dechiyuv chatos leko. You're right that a chiyuv chatos it would not be, but isur mi yeiko. There would definitely be an isur, and the Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yuma we just discussed, that the kaimalon chatzi shear also min atayra. So just like we see, says Rashi, the chatzi shear of chayla, the chatzi shear of macholos asur, it would be also min atayra, because he passed like a rebuation and the whole chatzi shear also min atayra. Similarly, if a person bakes a half a shear on Shabbos, it would also be also for him to bake a half a shear, and Rashi is medama the two halachos. Now, in essence, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem once brings down a shear, which we have to understand why that might be, but the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem, Si'if Aleph, brings also lito tsar oi tziporno, a person is not allowed to cut his shear on Shabbos. Baby Yad, Baby Kli, and it says the Chayav al Shtei Cyrus. He's Chayav if he cuts two Cyrus. The Mishabura brings down from the Magad Avram that Sar, and I thought if a person cuts one Sar, there would be an Issa Deraisa. The Bir Alocha brings down the Rambam and goes through the Indian back and forth as to whether the Isser of Chatzi Shir is also going to Tayra by the Shir of Shabbos as well. Now the Mishabura also enlightens us that although Rashi, in the beginning of the Masechta, the Beis Amud Beis explains that whenever it says the word Potter in Masechta Shabbos, it means Potter al Osur mid Rabbana. So seemingly it would be Soiser, this would contradict many halachas throughout Shabbos where it says that if a person does a half of a shear, he's Potter. And according to the rule of Rashi, that Rashi lays down at the beginning of the Masechta, that whenever it says Potter, it means Potter Abul Osir Midrabanan. Seemingly that would be a contradiction to the Rashi and Dafayim Dala, which we just mentioned, that Kati Shir is also the Masechta. So the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Shin Mem explains that Rashi is Lavdafka. When Rashi says Potter Abul Osir Midrabanan, means at least Midrabanan. Of course, it's possible for the word Potter to mean Potter from a Chatos, Abul Osir Midrabanan. But Rashi is just telling us that whenever it says Potter, it means that there is some type of Isser here. Sometimes there are Banan, sometimes there are Iraisa. That's the Meshavur, the Viralocha explained Rashi that it shouldn't be a Stira. So seemingly, it's a fairly simple, straightforward Halacha, that if a person does less than a Shir, it would be awesome in the Iraisa. And that can explain very nicely why the Shulchan Aruch does not explain any of this Shir, because it's not a Geah, because since we don't bring a Chatos, and whether it's more than a shear, less than a shear, both would be also a midah or raisa. So the mechaber, the ramah, did not feel a necessity to bring down all these shiurim because it's not really a negea. Either way, it would be also a midah or raisa. However, there is a tshuva chacham tzvi, famous tshuva in Siman Pei Vav, goes through this inyan. And he comes out at the end of the day that the only time there would be this halacha of chati shir also min ha-tayra is only by machalas asuras. Because since we learn this halacha, says the Gemara in Yuma Dafayim Dalet, we learn this halacha from Mikol Chelev. The kol means any type of chelev you're not allowed to eat. That only by Yisra Achila would there be this halacha of kol chelev. In Bnei Geya Hilcha Shabbos, it's very interesting. We have the Rashbam in Maseches Bava Basra on Daf Nun Hey or Mis Beis. The Rashbam explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamaytzi oichlim chayiv begrogris," and the Rashbam explains because when a person carries a shear of a groigris, so that's considered a malachas machshavas. We know there's a halacha that all malachas of Shabbos have to be considered malachas machshavas. Machshavas insinuates many various halachas. It has to be the kavana, he has to have in mind to do what he's doing, but it also insinuates that it has to be a specific level of chashivus. The halacha is that a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufo is potter on Shabbos because since it's ein tzricha l'gufo, you don't need it for the gufa malacha, for the actual malacha. It's a limitation, it's a limited amount of machshavas. It's not a chosh of a malacha, it's not a malacha that's a profound malacha. It's ein tzricha l'gufo, it's like derech agav. Similarly, a kalkel would also be potter because it's not malacha, it's machshavas. Says the Rashbam that when a person does a malacha, and the malacha is less than the shear that's dictated to us on Shabbos, the Shabbos malachas machshavas ultra Torah v'lechashiva haitzoas davar oichel choshuv pachas mikir gregoris. The Rashbam enlightens us that by malachas Shabbos, although all over chati shear ultra Torah, when a person does a maitzah haitzoah, when he carries less than a gregoris, so he's not doing a chashav a malacha. And his words are echoed by the Tosefta in Beisa, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. The Tosefta says, Ha'orik chut achas, ha'yakosef ois achas b'Shabbos. There's a machlokes chachamim and Rav Yosi, and the halacha is like the chachamim. Similarly, the Mechilta says this quite clearly in Paraglam and Aleph Pasuk Yudalit, the Mechilta says, when the Pasuk says, Ki kol ha'oisa b'malocha v'nichros ha'nefesh ha'im mikar ha'amel, says the Mechilta, Ad she'yatsa melocha gemura, it has to be a full melocha. Harei she'kosav oisa achas shachris, if a person wrote one letter at shachris in the morning, v'oisa achas, many hours later he writes another ois. He sews one chut, he weaves one strand in the morning. I would think that he'd be chayiv. A person has to do a malacha gemura, and one ois is not a malacha gemura. So, even though we have Rashi seems to say by oifa and by boirer and by other malachas that if a person does a chatishir, he would be chayiv min haTorah, we have, on the other hand, we have a Chacham Tzvi that says that the whole din of malachas Shabbat does not apply. For the Indian Shabbos, it only applies when again the halacha of ma'acholay tasuris. We have a Rashbam that tells us that anything that's less than a shear is not a malachas Shabbos in the Torah. And we have other makayros that possibly less than a shear would not be osur midaraisa on Shabbos. So here we have to understand how to reconcile these two halachas. Actually, we can bring the words of the Meiri in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos and of Gimel Amud Beis. The Meiri says that he talks about a person who makes an akira without a hanocha. He does a half of a malacha of haitzah. He does the akira, but he doesn't do the malacha, the hanocha. So says the Meiri that even though the halacha is chati shir asum in haTorah, an akira without a hanocha would not be asum in haTorah. It's not considered a chati shir. It says the Meiri of an akira without a hanocha is not a half of a shir. It's a half of a malacha. When do we say that the halacha of chati shir also min haTorah is only when there's a shir, a person has to eat a kezayis of chelo, you did half of that shir. That half is doing the exact itzer that you're not supposed to be doing, but you didn't do enough of it to require a chiyuv. So there it says Rabbi Yechonon chati shir also min haTorah. However, says the Meiri, when a person does a half of a malacha, is not a malacha at all. And that's possibly along the lines of what the Rashbam and Baba Vash was saying, that it's not malacha mashevet, it's not a chosh of a malacha, and there would not be an isidar aiso. This yisoid could be used possibly to answer a very interesting Taisus and the Chuf Beis of a Beis, as well as the Taisus in Perek Abayin a little bit later, the beginning of Perek Abayin, Chuf Beis of a Beis, the Mishnah says, Abayin kama yibana v'yichai. How much does a person have to build in order to be chai? Says the Mishnah, Abayin kolshu v'mesateis v'amak v'patish v'mesateis v'kedech. The Gemara gives shiurim. Says the Gemara, how can you say that a bina kolshu is chayiv? Kolshu hu l'may chazio. What is a kolshu enough to do? What if a person builds a kolshu, what is that worth? Says Tosfos, kolshu l'may chazio. Says Tosfos, daf gehocha itzrich l'frushay to have the kind of steva mishkan. We should l'chashiv binyan kolshu. Only over here do we need to identify exactly what a binyan kolshu would do for us, because in the Mishkan we had binyan, and each time the binyan was negated in the Mishkan, it was a binyan of something of substance that would help us in certain ways. Says Taisus, by binyan you need that the actual binyan has to be substantial enough that it could do something, and therefore the Gemara asks kolshu l'machazio. But if not, in other places, says Tosfos, so it might be itchin of a papelas when a person carries kolshu, svara hu d'mechai. What's that svara? Possibly one would say that svara is chati shir asum min haTorah. It doesn't have to be significant. It doesn't have to have meaning and be able to have usage. As long as it's a chati shir, it's also a tayr because it's sarufik. By boina we see that you need a binyan, and the reason why anything less than a binyan is not good is not because it's just too less than a shir. It's because it's insignificant, and because it's a chati malacha, like the Meiri says. It's not the malacha of malachas machshavas that's talked about in the Mishnah. And therefore, says the Gemara, it has to have significance in the Gemara. Contemplates and wants to know exactly what the significance of the binyan might be. A similar concept, one could say, to understand, we see two trends over here. There are certain Isurim, certain Shiurim, even in Hilchos Shabbos, which the Makor, the reason for the Shir is, like Halacha Melech Messina, the something that was Nikva from Moshe Sinai, that this is a shir, just like a shir of Achila is a Kazayas, a shir, these shirim, in order to be chayiv, you have to do this shir. And there's other times in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Maseches Shabbos, and Halachos of Shabbos, that the reason we have that shir is to make the malacha, malachas machshavas, a chashva malacha. This is so one can see also in Tosfos, in Paragraph Gadol, when Tosfos brings down all of the when the Mishnah Daf Ein Gimel and Aleph brings down all the Avos Malachos, Tosfos has a question. The Mishnah says there's 39 Malachos, Hazireya, Achayrish, Akreitza, goes through the whole list. In the middle, it sticks in the Oyfe Shnei Batinirit, the Oyfe Shnei Chutim, the Apeitzeya Shnei Chutim, and the Gemara, and then it says others, and then all of a sudden it sticks in Achayrish Shnei Oyfeyah. And Tosfos is mitamea. He's not sure why is it. So Faris, one has to explain lama pirish kan uba oireg. Why by batinirin and oireg upaitzea with tovu b'koisev shir tveimi v'shar. Why over here does it say the shir? So the achronim bring down that the reason why it says the shir is because by these the shir is inherent in the guf hamalacha. It's not the shot that the malacha is with anything, but in order to be chayiv, there's a halacha mesh mesina, there's a drasha, there's a reason that you need a specific certain shir. In these malachas, the shir of shtei batinirin, shtei oisiyos, is inherent in the gufa malacha. And therefore, what we can come out with the aside is that although chati shir is also in our Torah, we have to analyze each and every malacha and try to understand where the shear comes from. If the shear is a shear which tells us a certain amount that Moshe Mitzina was Kaveya, that if you don't have this amount, so you're just missing the proper shear. So there we have the halacha, there we can say we have the halacha of all of Kol HaTorah Kula of Chatzi Shear Asur Min HaTorah. But there are various halacha throughout Shas and throughout the Maseches Shabbos that the shear is more than just a shear that's Machayev. The shear, the amount, the reasoning for the amount is because less than that, it's not a malacha at all. And one of those seemingly would be koisev shtei oisiyos. On that, we can understand that less than that would be pachas mikashir. It would be not a malacha chashuva that would be mechayev and Shabbos, and therefore even midirabban, even the oisiyos, there would be no iser, even though we paskin that chatzi shir is also in a Torah, but in these halachas it will be considered a chatzi malacha, like the Mi'ri says, "Venegei akira v'loy anocha." Now we just have to understand, which in Mitzvah Shem we will discuss in our shir in on daf later on in the parak on daf ayin ches, where we discuss the malacha of koisev, because. You know, the Mishnah seems to say that Kaisev Shtei Oisiyos, that when a person writes to Oisiyos, the Kaisev is inherent as part of the Maguf HaMalacha. And yet the Mi'iri, who's Kaveh, as you said earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Mi'iri himself says that even though I'm telling you this fundamental Yisoy, that if a person makes an Akira without a Hanacha, that would be considered a Chatzim HaMalacha and it wouldn't be Asur Midaraisa. But a Kaisa Vaitarkas would be a Malacha Deraisa. So we have to analyze a little bit the Halacha of Ksiva and to try to figure out this Halacha of Kaisa Shtei Oisiyos. Is this Halacha of Kaisa Shtei Oisiyos merely a sheer how much Ksiva a person has to do in order to be considered a Kaisa? Or is it that if a person is Kaisa one ois without the other, it would be a Chesor in the Guf HaMalacha and therefore Kaisa Vaitarkas would also be only Asur Midrabbanan, and it would not be Asur Midaraisa. Mitzvah Shem and the Shir, later we will discuss this at length, but in the meantime we have a Yisoy, a difference between certain times where Chati Shir would be Asur Midaraisa, just like Chati Shir of Kol HaTorah Kula. But by Hilchos Shabbos, it's possible that there's another criteria that's necessary, and that criteria is that besides that criteria is that besides the regular halacha of less than of shear, which is halacha mishum sinai, in certain places in Shabbos there's a inyan of melechas matsheva, that in order for a malacha to be considered malacha, it has to have a certain surah, it has to have a certain sincerity and a certain chashivos, a malacha gemur, like the Mechilta says, and less than that would not be us in the rice, even though we pass in chati shir asr min ha-tayrah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.